All right, we're in the book of Micah, chapter number 3. So sa aklat ng Micah, minor prophet, major message from a minor prophet. Micah, chapter number 3. And last week, nasa chapter 2 tayo, nakita natin yung kasalanan ng lipunan. We saw the society's corruption. But now in chapter 3, Micah continues preaching against sin, and that is what good preaching is. Preaching is preaching against sin. It's not just declaring the good, it's also addressing sin. And he mentions a lot of sins in chapter 2, societal sins, and now he zeroes in on two or three leaders. Leadership. Leaders. So, yung kasalanan ng civil society leaders, yung mga namumuno, hindi sila walang sala. And the religious leaders, yung mga priest at yung mga prophets. So, sila rin ay punong-puno ng kasalanan. And Micah is now addressing those leaders. You know, yung society natin, yung lipunan natin, we need good leaders. We need godly leaders. Imagine ang isang church na walang godly leader. Ano sa palagay ninyo? Mabibless ba ng Diyos yung church na walang godly leader? No. What about sa tahanan? So yung kung, halimbawa yung asawa, yung lalaki, hindi siya good leader sa bahay. Ano kaya mangyayari sa bahay na yon? What would happen to that house? God cannot bless that house. I mean, apart from the grace of God, you know, there are houses na tameme yung tatay, pero yung asawa, yung babae, spiritual siya. That's the mercy of God. That's the mercy of God. Pero napakahirap ng isang tahanan kung yung leader ay hindi godly. Ganon din sa church, ganon din sa lipunan natin, sa bansa natin. We will suffer the judgment of God if you elect leaders that are corrupt. So, pag nagboto kayo, huwag kayong bumoto dun sa nagbimigay ng marami, yung maganda yung plataforma. Bumoto kayo ayon sa salita ng Diyos. Eto o, this is the principle. Kung hindi sila susunod doon, huwag mong i-cast yung vote mo. Don't vote for some antichrist. Lagot tayo bilang isang lipunan. Akala mo, yung Lindol, yung volcanic eruption, yung earthquake and storms, bagyo, basta-basta lang yun, they are environmental. No, they are not. Read the Bible. God brings judgment on ungodliness because of ungodly leaders. So leadership is very, very important. Critical roles. A leader can make or break a nation, a home, a workforce, a society, a church. And God is the one who qualifies the leader. Si Lord ang nagbibigay ng godly leader. It's God's who does that. He's the one who installs good leadership. He qualifies the man, and the man assumes the responsibility. So sa lipunan natin ngayon, marami ang ayaw ng responsibility. Ano yung ibig sabihin ng responsibility? Yung abilidad na mag-lead. There's a lot of people who don't like responsibility. They don't like work. They don't like study. They just want socialism. Puros pamigay na lang. Kung sino magbibigay sa akin, doon ako. Panig ako doon. Now, lahat tayo nangangailangan. Pero kung tinuturuan ka na maging depende sa gobyerno, sino nagpapalaki sa mga bata? Yung gobyerno. Sino nagpo-provide para sa tahanan? Yung gobyerno. That is wrong. That is not biblical. So, Micah now addresses the leaders, civil leaders and ceremonial leaders. Okay? So Micah chapter 3, tingnan natin. So bale from chapter 3 verse number 1 hanggang verse number 4, yan yung mga civil leaders. Tapos from verse number 4 hanggang verse number 10, yan yung mga false prophets. And from verse number 11 hanggang 12, yan yung mga priests. And so Micah addresses the sins of corrupt leaders, civil leaders and ceremonial leaders. By the way, who's the civil leaders during the time of Micah? Sino yung mga namumuno sa kapanahunan ni Micah? Naalala ba ninyo? Chapter 1, verse number 1. The word of the Lord that came to Micah, the Moreshite, in the days of Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, which he saw concerning Samaria and Jerusalem. So we're talking about two good kings and one evil king. So si Ahaz, good king. Si Manasseh, bad king. Tapos si Hezekiah, good king uli. So whether or not a king is good or bad, there's room for improvement. And Micah zeroes in on the leaders. Let's look at chapter 3, verse number 1. Verse number 1, tapos we'll pray, and then we'll get into the message then. And Micah 3:1, and I said, hear, command, hear, makinig, I pray you, O heads of Jacob, heads, circle the word heads, and princes, circle the word princes, of the house of Israel, is it not for you to know judgment? Let's pray and ask the Lord to bless. And Father in heaven, Lord, we come before you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because we know that you desire to teach us about leadership. You desire to show us biblical godly leaders, and you desire for us to avoid unbiblical, ungodly leadership. And Father, I pray that we would pay attention to the Holy Spirit of God and that we would apply the truths of Scripture in our lives. Help us to be godly leaders in our homes, in our schools, in our work. Help us to be godly Christians, Lord. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So Micah begins with the command, hear, makinig. Isa sa mga pinaka-importanting magagawa mo sa church ay ang pakikinig sa salita ng Diyos. Dapat pag nag-church ka, lalo na sa biblical church, asahan mo na ang pakikinig ang pinaka-mahalagang magagawa mo sa church. Listen to the Word of God. Hear, Micah says, I pray you, O heads of Jacob, O ye princesses of the house of Israel, is it not for you to know judgment? Hindi ba responsibility kayo? May responsibility kayo, kayo mga namumuno, na alamin kung ano ang hatol, ano ang tama, ano ang mali. Yung pinag-aralan natin this morning na sinasabi ni Brother RJ, to discern both good and evil, tingnan mo ang verse number 2. Ang problema ng mga namumuno who hate the good and love the evil. So kung ano yung pangit, ano yung masama, yun ang ginugustuhan nila. Kung ano yung masama, yun ang hinahangad nila, yun ang ginagawa nila. So linalamo nila yung tao, look over here, who pluck off the skin from off them and their flesh off their bones, who also eat the flesh of my people and flay their skin from off of them and break their bones and chop them in pieces, as for the pot, as for the flesh within the cauldron. So they should have served people, but instead of serving people, they devour people. So talagang para silang lobo. They're like wolves. And so do we have politicians today that hate the good and love the evil? Meron bang ganun na mga namumuno ngayon? Mahal nila yung mali, yung dapat nilang tulungan, hindi nila tinutulungan? Meron bang ganun? Meron. Ang dami, nahirapan si nanay, humingi ng tulong. Kung saan-saan, humihingi ng tulong. Dapat tinutugon yung pangangailangan ng mahihirap kaagad. You study the Bible. Ang problema, ginagamit ng politician yung tao. Pag election, nandyan. Pagtapos na yung election, hindi ka nakilala. Am I right? They use people. They usurp people. They don't serve people. They devour people. That is ungodly. Civil leaders that hate good and love evil and treat people like they were cannibals. You know, may hato lang Diyos para sa mga leaders na ganyan. He doesn't hear their prayers. Look over in verse number 4. Then shall they cry unto the Lord, but He will not hear them. He will even hide His face from them at the time. And they have behaved themselves as they have behaved themselves ill in their doings. So dahil sa kanilang pagkukulang at pagkakamali, hindi sila tinutugon ng Diyos. So, even though meron silang mga pastors, natatawa talaga ako sa mga pastors na sila yung pastor ng lungsod. O yung mga pare, nagbe-bendisyon. God doesn't hear the prayers of compromisers. God doesn't hear the prayers of the ungodly. You can cry unto the Lord, pero sabi ng Bible, He will not hear them. So, mahalaga ba sa Diyos yung mga namumuno? Namamuno ng wasto, ng tama, ng walang favoritism? That is very important to God. Very important to God. So, He appeals to the heads and the princesses. Watch out, I warn you. Flock, I warn you. Pagdating ng election, suriin niyong mabuti kung sino yung mga kumakandidato at kung ano ang kanilang pinaniniwalaan. Dahil maaapektuhan ng bayan. At if you vote for that evil man, you are part of his evil doing. You will have a part in that. So sa napakaraming mga issues na napaka-importante sa bayan natin, hindi ho dapat konsensya ng bayan ang pinakikinggan. Dapat yung turo ng salita ng Diyos ang pinakikinggan. Kasi yung konsensya natin, meron tayong sariling konsensya. Pero kung nagbabasa ka ng Bible, yung konsensya mo, pwede mong itrain na maging biblical ang konsensya. So if you do not operate on a biblical conscience, you will agree on certain laws and bills and provisions that seem fair, that seem to be equitable and justice, but they violate Scripture. They are total violation of Scripture. Let me give you one example. Abortion. Oh, abortion. Karapatan ng kababaihan na itermino ang nasa kanyang sinapupunan dahil yan ang kanyang katawan. That is the mindset of abortion pro-choice. Meron siya, hindi siya, nagdadalang tao siya, meron siyang karapatan na patayin yung bata na yan, lalo na kapag hindi pa naman maaga sa, hindi pa matagal sa kanyang sinapupunan. Let's say 3 weeks. Yan ngayon ang pinag-uusapan ng mga mambabatas. That is something that law makers have been discussing. It is no longer a discussion in certain circles. That is law in certain circles. Kamakailan lang na na-overturn yung Roe v. Wade sa USA. I can only speak to that kasi yun lang alam ko. That was a 55-year-old law that was anti-Christ. So, anong turo ng Bible? Huwag pumatay. Sabi ng Bible, huwag pumatay ng inosenteng dugo. Oh, ano yung inosenteng dugo sa isip mo? What is an innocent blood? yung sanggol, yung bata na nasa sinapupunan ng kanyang ina. That is innocent blood. So kung i-abort mo yan, you will have to violate the scriptures. Eh, Brother Bill, batas naman yan. Halimbawa, mayroong bansa. Batas naman yan ng bansa. Kahit na yan ay batas, hindi yan tama. It's still wrong. It is still sin because it violates the scriptures, you see? Eh, yun namang kapakanan ng kababaihan. Meron ba siyang karapatan para sa kanyang katawan? Oh, yes. Kung gusto mong pag-usapan yung karapatan ng katawan, meron siyang karapatan sa kanyang katawan. Meron din karapatan yung sanggol na nasa kanyang sinapupunan para sa kanyang sariling katawan na hindi bahagi ng katawan ng babae. So the foolishness is foolishness. Eh, Brother Bill, politika na ito, hindi na ito Bible. Yan ang bulok na isip ng tao na nagsasabi ang Diyos ay sa linggo lang. Ang salita ng Diyos ay para lang sa linggo. At yung pakay ng simbahan ay espiritual lang. Hindi ka nagbabasa ng Bible. Dahil yung Bible, tuturuan ka kung paano gumamit ng pera. Spiritual ba yon? No. Physical. Pero merong underlining spiritual yon. Oh, tuturuan ka ng Bible kung sino ang dapat mong pakasalan. Spiritual ba yan? Yes. But it's also physical. Tuturuan ka ng Bible kung paano huwag kang makiapid habang hindi ka, huwag kang makipagtalik habang hindi kayo kasal. You say, is that spiritual or physical? The Bible teaches you more than spiritual. This teaches you how to live life. Kung paano ka mabuhay. Tuturuan ka niya kung paano ka manamit. Tuturuan ka niya kung paano umawit. Tuturuan ka niya kung paano magbigay. Tuturuan ka niya kung paano maglingkod. Tuturuan ka niya kung paano, kung sino yung iboboto mo. You see, the Word of God. Kaya si Micah nangangaral siya, "Hear, I pray you, O heads of Jacob." O heads of Jacob, are they interested in the Word of God? Do we apply the Word of God to just Christians? Si John the Baptist. Naalala niyo si John the Baptist? Sino yung kinausap ni John the Baptist at pinagalitan ni John the Baptist dahil sa kanyang pangangalo niya? Sino yon? Herod, di ba? Nagsabi ni John the Baptist, you violate the law of God. Oh, wait a minute, John. Wait a minute. Paano mo sasabihin kay Herod, he violate the law of God? He's not a church member. He doesn't get baptized. He's unsaved. And yet you tell him he violate the law of God for adultery? Oh, kita mo? Yung isip evangelical at yung fundamentalist, hindi pwede yan, John. Tahimik ka na lang. Nako, John, tahimik ka na lang kasi lagot ka. Pero ang tunay na Baptist, hindi ho nakikisama sa National Baptist Day na kung saan yung inaugural speaker ay isang presidente na nagmumura at nagsasabi na ang Diyos ay stupid. Tapos invite mo siya na maging inaugural speaker ng National Baptist Day. Ano kaya sa isip ni John the Baptist? John, magkaroon tayo ng National Baptist Day, sir. Sige, sir. Sino yung speaker natin? Yung Pangulo. Si Herod. Do you think John the Baptist would be happy? Oh, Micah says, "Hear, I pray you, O heads of Jacob." So even though Even though Jotham and Ahaz and Hezekiah, they, regardless of their status, whether they're good or bad, Micah says, you are responsible to hear the word of the Lord. And this is what people need to hear. They need to hear the word of the Lord. So, tapos na ba si Micah? So verse number 4, is it done? No, nagpapatuloy siya. Hindi lang lagot yung mga civil leaders, lagot din yung religious leaders. Tingnan mo yung verse number 5. Verse number 5. Thus saith the Lord. Okay. Micah is a biblical strong preacher. He's gonna give the religious leaders what God has to say. Tandaan ninyo, hindi mahalaga kung sino nangangaral at kung sino siya. Ang mahalaga, thus saith the Lord. Itimbang ninyo yung pangangaral ng salita ng Diyos kung ito ba ay tunay na nasa Biblia. Is it a biblical preacher? Kasi iba-iba yung style ng mga preacher sa Bible. Hindi, si Isaiah. Alam mo, kung makita mo si Isaiah, yung pananamit niya ay talagang, nako, para siyang hari. Si Micah, hindi katulad ni Isaiah. Wala siyang kakayahan at pera katulad ni Isaiah. Siguro malamang kamukha ni Micah sa kanyang pananamit si John the Baptist or si Amos. They are field wilderness preachers. So, huwag niyong husgain yung nangangaral sa kanyang pananamit at sa kanyang panlabas. Paano mo alam na yung nangangaral ng salita ng Diyos ay tama o mali? How do you know? You know it if he says, thus saith the Lord. So you know. Ikaw, kaya nga meron kang Bible. Suriin mo yung pinakikinggan mo. Yung bang pangangaral niya ay galing sa salita ng Diyos o baka inimbento lang niya yun? Alright? Maraming mga nagtuturo. Gawa-gawa lang, invento lang. They have no basihan sa salita ng Diyos. Yung iba, nagpaparada, apostol daw sila. Oh, really? Meron silang mga apostol. Well, let me ask you a question. Alam mo ba yung tatlong requirement ng apostol sa Acts chapter number 1? Una, dapat pinili sila ni Jesu Kristo. Number 2, dapat nabaptize sila ni John the Baptist. At number 3, dapat nakita nila yung resurrected na katawan ng Panginoong Jesu Kristo. Tanong, meron bang tao ngayon na pinili ni Jesus Christ, na-baptize ni John the Baptist, at nakita niya yung resurrected na katawan ng Panginoong Jesu Kristo? Meron bang ganon? O wala. Kung walang qualified, di walang office. Tapos sasabihin mo, apostol ka. Yung iba nga, anghel. Ako ay isang anghel. Wow! So, tapos milyon-milyon ang sumusunod doon. Milyon-milyon. And, thus saith the Lord, concerning the prophets that make my people err. Oh, eto ang cosmology ni Micah. So Micah has a cosmological perspective. He believes that false prophet cause people to depart from truth. Depart from the path of God. Oh, imbis na turuan mo yung tao na gumawa ng tama, tinuturuan ng mga false prophet na gumawa ng mali ang tao. A shame sa mga contemporary worship leaders ngayon. See? Punta kami sa, ano yun? Sa kapehan? Ano ba yung kapehan na yun? What coffee shop were we in? Doon sa market. Tapos, yung mama na nakausap ko, sabi niya, let's do Bible study. Sabi ko, oh, what church are you in? Neo Evangelical Church. Huh? Hindi kami Neo Evangelical Church. Huh? What are you? Oh, you're a Baptist. Oh, Baptist! Kasi marami naman mga Baptist. Lahat naman tayo parang Baptist. sabi niya, hindi lahat tayo, kasi ako, at saka yung asawa ko, hindi kami katulad mo. At katulad ng mga Baptist, na maraming mga Baptist. So no, hindi lahat tayo katulad ng Baptist. Bakit? Ano ba yung doktrina ninyo? No, we just follow the Bible. Follow the Bible. Kasi pag hindi ka sumunod sa Bible, you will depart from the truth. You will err. Magiging kang planet. Ha? Ano yung err? Is like a planet. Palibot-libot yung planet, paikot-ikot. Puros na lang, they just move and flow. Ha? Hindi ka stable. Ano yung stable? Ano yung stable sa Tagalog? Matatag at matapat. Yun. Stable. One Sunday, nandito ka. The next Sunday, wala ka na. Tapos ilang buwan, balik ka na naman dito. Yun, planet. You are erring. You are erring. Si Brother Bill, ganyan ba ang plano ng Diyos? No. Ang gusto ng Diyos, maging, matuto ka na maging faithful. Ano yung Brother Bill? Yung matuto ka mag-Sunday school, mag-Sunday morning, mag-Sunday afternoon, tapos mag-Wednesday night, tapos pag may special calendar tayo, nandun ka. That's all part and parcel and training para manatili ka sa truth. Do you think sapat na yung 1 hour na pag-church para manatili ka sa truth? Samantalang yung oras mo sa mundo, unlimited? Unli? Ha? Unli? Sana mag-unli tayo sa salita ng Diyos. Imagine that. So, he will even hide his face from them at the time that as they behave themselves ill in their doing. So, alam mo yung propeta na mali? Nakikita niya yung gumagawa ng mali yung tao, hindi niya kinokorek. This is important. So, sa church natin, kaya ako interested na kayo ay maging faithful sa church para makita ko yung ugali nyo. Para pag merong pagkukulang, pagkakamali, I will approach you, talk to you, and attempt to correct you. Pero yung bulaang propeta, kahit sino ka, kahit anong suot mo, sige lang, okay, katanggap-tanggap ka sa Diyos. God receives you no matter who you are. Oh, saan mo nakita yan? Anong, saan yan sa Bible? Di ba si Abel, naalala niyo si Cain, tsaka si Abel? Cain and Abel, you remember Cain and Abel? Pareha silang naghandog sa Diyos. Bakit hindi tinanggap ng Diyos yung alay ni Cain? Bakit? Pinaghirapan niya yon, pinagpawisan niya yon. Yun ang the best niya. That was his best. Did God receive it? God rejected it. So you see, false prophets. Punong-puno ang mundo natin na mga false prophets. Hindi interested sa Book of Micah ang mga false prophets. Mahilig sila sa Book of John. Mahilig sila sa mga Psalms. Mahilig sila sa mga nice. Pero yung pangangaral ng sin, oh, you'll never hear a message on sin. And so they hide their face from them at that time. Verse number 5. They bite with their teeth and cry, peace. So ganun din. Kung ano yung ugali ng civil leader, ganun din ang ugali ng ceremonial leader. Linalamon nila ang tao, ginagamit nila ang tao. They say, peace! He that putteth not into their mouths and even prepare war against him. Hindi naman sinabi ng Diyos, peace. Pero nangangaral sila ng peace. So, lahat ng mapapanunin yung mga teachers and preachers ng Word of God, they never preach on sin. They like to preach on peace. Eh wala naman peace. They even prepare war against him. Ayaw nila. Kaaway pa nila ang Diyos. Verse number 6. Therefore, night shall be unto you. So, imbis na maliwanag, magiging kadiliman. Ye shall not have a vision. Hindi ipapakita sa iyo ng Diyos ang kanyang salita. You will have no word from God. It shall be dark unto you, and ye shall not divine, and the sun shall go down over the prophets, and the day shall be dark over them. Then shall the seers be ashamed. Mapapahiya yung mga nagsasabing sila ay propeta. Dahil hindi nila alam ang salita ng Diyos, wala silang message galing sa Diyos. Inimbento lang nila. Diviners confounded. Mako-confuse yung mga bulaang propeta. So prophets and seers and diviners, yun ang mga description ng prophets. Confounded. Confounded. Naguguluhan sila. Baka may schedule ka na mas ano, kailangan may appointment ka ba? Ano, 3 o'clock, gising na, tulog. Ano yung alarm? Baka may appointment ka na ano. Pakipatay lang para sa mga cellphones ninyo at saka mga alarms ninyo, pakipatay. Kasi pag may nangangaral, mayroong message na napakahalaga. Mas mahalaga kaysa sa Lazada order na hindi marunong mag-deliver ng on time. Na ginagamit ang Sunday para mag-deliver. Anyway, yea, they shall all cover their lips, for there is no answer of God. So pati si Diyos hindi pinakikinggan ng mga prayers ng mga false prophets. God doesn't listen to the prayer of the politician. He doesn't listen to the prayer of the false prophets. See, God's not interested in any of that. So, ano ang interest ng Diyos? He loves godly preachers, katulad ni Micah. Pero tingnan mo ang testimony ni Micah. Verse number 8. But truly, I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord, and of judgment and of might to declare unto Jacob his transgression and to Israel his sin. So yung testimony ni Micah ganito, punong-puno ako ng authority, ng control, ng influence, yan yung power of the Spirit of the Lord. Punong-puno siya ng judgment. Ano yung judgment? Wala siyang favoritism, wala siyang pinapabor, siya ay hustisya, siya ay hindi naghahanap ng sarili niyang kapakanan, at hindi siya nanlilindang. That is judgment, the spirit of judgment. He has this, the fullness of might. Meron siyang vigor and strength. And to declare, ito ang preaching, to declare unto Jacob his transgression and Israel his sin. Ano ang biblical preaching? Kailan nagsisimula ang preaching? Pag yung nangangaral, nagtuturo kung ano yung tama, ano yung mali, ano yung kasalanan, at paano i-correct. Yon ang biblical preaching. So asahan ninyo pag nag-church kayo, palaging ipapakita natin sa iyo yung salita ng Diyos. At kung ikaw ay nasa mali, palagi kang matatamaan ng salita ng Diyos. Para yan sa iyong kapakanan, para i-correct mo yung mali, para makita mo yung blessing ng Panginoon sa buhay mo. That is biblical preaching. Spirit-filled with power, judgment and might to declare sin, to declare transgression. Ito ang wala ngayon sa napakaraming mga pulpito sa Pilipinas. Maraming ceremony, maraming sayaw-sayaw, maraming praise the Lord, hallelujah, pero pagdating sa preaching against sin, wala. Eh, kasi Brother Bill, kapag nangaral ka ng diretso ng salita ng Diyos, aalis yung mga kabataan. Hindi sila mag-i-stay. Hindi tayo nangangaral para mag-stay ang tao. Nangangaral tayo dahil kailangan makarinig tayo ng salita galing sa Diyos. Do you believe na pag humingi ka ng salita galing sa Diyos, ibibigay lang niya sa'yo candy? Gatas? Or gusto mo ng strong meat? I think Micah was a strong meat preacher. Hindi siya interested sa mga prophets. Kaya yun, Nakilala namin yan si William, namimigay kami ng babasahin dun sa City Hall, malapit sa City Hall. May nakilala kaming mama. Sabi niya, "How long have you been here?" Sabi ko, 6 years. Sabi niya, "You've been here for 6 years? Are you part of the pastor's fellowship? Alam mo ba, may pastor's fellowship dito sa Taguig?" Sabi ko, "Oh, I did not know that." Pero hindi ako nagtataka na meron. "But hindi ko sumali doon?" Sabi ko, "No, thank you. No, thank you." Na, eh, hindi ko naman sinabi kung bakit. Nag-decline na lang ako. "No, thank you. It's not for me." "Oh, okay." Alam mo, may ang ministry namin dito, merong 200 mga pastor dito, nagsasama-sama kami. Sabi ko, "Oh, is that true?" Sabi ko, sa isip ko, 200 mga pastor, pero bakit bulok ang tuktukan at saka Taguig? Napakabulok. If you think about it, if we really had 200 prophets like Micah, baka yung lungsod natin talagang gumanda. Pero bakit bulok? What are they talking? What are they preaching about? Weight loss? Control your blood sugar? Managing your grief? Ano yung pinag-uusapan ninyo? Sabi ko, "Ikaw, sir." Sabi ko, "Saan ka nag-church?" "Ah, pag Linggo, nag-church kami sa senior seat, senior doon. May senior seat center. Kami nangangaral sa kanila. Yun ang church namin." Sabi ko, "Oh." So, ibig sabihin, wala kang pastor. "Hindi, ako ang pastor." Sabi ko, "Oh, kung pastor ka, anong church ang pinanumunuan mo?" "Wala." Sabi ko, ngayon lang ako nakarinig ng ganung klaseng pastor na walang church at hindi nag-church. Let's just say we decided na hindi kami magpe-fellowship dun sa pastor's fellowship. Sabi niya, "Hindi mo ba alam yung mayor natin, Christian?" Ano? Yung Christian mayor na nagsabi na huwag pumulong at magsimba? Nakakita na ka. Sabi ko, "Ah, bahala na. I mean, hindi naman ako ang Diyos. Maybe she is or he is a Christian. I don't know. I doubt it. That's me, personally. I doubt it." Kasi nung sinabi ng Bible, "Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is." Ibig sabihin, hindi mo pwedeng, yung church, hindi yan, "Pasya lang ko yan, iwanan ko yan, pasya lang ko yan, iwanan ko yan." That is not church. Ang church, pag na-member ka sa church, you will be faithful. That's biblical. And so, ang daming problema, no? Verse number 9, more corruption. Verse 9, "Hear this, I pray you, ye heads and house of Jacob and princesses of the house of Israel, that abhor judgment and pervert all iniquity. They build up Zion with blood and Jerusalem with iniquity." Biro mo, ang ginamit mo para itaguyod yung lungsod ay yung dugo ng tao. Marunong gumamit ang mga politicians ng tao. "And Jerusalem with iniquity." Iniquity! Itataguyod ko yung lungsod sa pamamagitan ng katiwalian. Ano yun, Brother Bill? Gambling! Ano yung gambling? Ano yung gambling sa Tagalog? Sugal. Nakita na ba kayo ng lungsod na build sa pamamagitan ng pagsusugal? Meron bang ganun sa Pilipinas? May maraming ganun sa US. Is that biblical? That is building Jerusalem with iniquity. Si Brother Bill, yung pagsusugal naman, ano lang yun? Pampaluwang loob lang yun. Yeah. Alam mo nakakawasak ng tahanan yung pagsusugal? Meron nga yung mga ibang kabataan na nakilala ko dyan sa likod ng Pure Gold. Hindi makakain ng breakfast, ng lunch, ng dinner kasi yung tatay sinusugal. Hindi makaipon ng pera kasi yung tatay nagsusugal. Nanay nagsusugal. Yeah? Marami ba?
Adik pa.
Adik pa, nako. Oh, sige na. Quiet na. Don't talk. I am not interested in personal. I just want you to know. Alam ng Diyos na pwede ka magkaroon ng malaking lungsod sa pamamagitan ng iniquity. Iniquity. The heads thereof. Tingnan mo ito. Ito ah. Circle these words. Verse 11. The heads thereof judge for reward. The priests thereof teach for hire. And the prophets thereof divine for money. So yung tatlong words na yan. Reward, hire, money. Okay? Kikilos ako kung bayaran ako. Magpipreach ako kung may pera. I will do ministry if there's money. Ha? Huh? Yung politician, basta magbigay ng pera, sa kanya ako. Ha? Huh? Gusto mo ako magwalis? Bayaran mo ako. Basta bayaran mo ako, gagawin ko lahat. Ha? Huh? May mga taong ganon. You see? May mga politicians and preachers na ganyan ng ugali. At alam ng Diyos, He sees it. He sees it. Yet they will lean upon the Lord and say, "Is not the Lord among us?" Hey, you know, it's all good. God's with us. None evil can come upon us. Walang mangyayari sa atin. Can I remind you the context ng Micah? Sinong sasakop sa Israel? Sinong sasakop sa Samaria? Assyria. That's right. Pagkatapos ng Assyria, sasakupin siya ng Babylonia, ng Babylon. Sinong sasakupin ng Babylon? Kasi tapos na yung Samaria. Anong kakainin ng Babylon? Jerusalem. So you see? Pero sabi ng politician, peace. Sabi ng prophet, peace. Eh nandun na pala yung Assyria, kumakatok na. Do you think we live in a world of peace? Can I tell you something? Yung militar ng US nasa Pinas na. Meron pang lima, I think 4 or 5 na locations na kung saan wini-welcome sila na bumalik. Hey, Brother Bill, hindi ka ba Amerikano? Hindi ka ba masaya? Nandito yung military? Oh, no. Ang Pilipinas ay sovereign. Dapat Pilipinas, sovereign siya. Hindi siya nagdedepende sa iba. Yung China, gustong sakupin yung West Philippine Sea. 8 mga countries, hindi magkasama-sama. Uuwi yan sa gera. Gusto ng China yung Taiwan. Gusto ng Russia yung Ukraine. Ngayon, may pagsasama na yung Ukraine tsaka China at tsaka Russia. I am not telling you there's peace. I am telling you there will be war. Why? Kasi sabi ng Bible, from whence cometh wars? Even of your own lust. Lust na hindi mo makontrol. Hindi ba sapat sa China na sila ang second world economic leader? Kailangan pa nila ng mga islands na yon? Pero, nasa naman ang sovereignty ng Pilipinas? May laban ba tayo? Bakit wala? Bakit may depende pa tayo sa iba? What is that? Yung mga isda lang, hindi makapangisda ng maayos. Linelaser ng China. Nabubulag sila ng ilang oras. Para lang mangisda at magkaroon ng ikabubuhay sa kanilang family. Kanino naman yung West Philippine Sea? Kanino naman yon? Talaga. Ayon sa arbitral ruling, sa Pilipinas yon. That is Philippine property. Kung hindi tayo marunong makisama at mag-negotiate, nako, siguro matuto na tayo ng Mandarin. In Chinyawa, Hangsyal sisinim. Verse 12. Therefore shall Zion for your sake be plowed as a field, and Jerusalem shall become heaps, and the mountains of the house and as the high places of the forest. By the way, yung verse 12 ay naganap na. So Micah was preaching this 30 years before the destruction of Assyria. And then a few years afterwards, 586 BC, sinakop ng Babylon ang Jerusalem at natupad ang prophecy ni Micah. So, yon ang biblical preacher. Kung ano yung prinoprophesy niya, yon ang mangyayari. And so, this is the sins of corrupt leaders. Tapos na ba si Micah? Hindi, may chapter 4 pa. And that's what we will look for next week. Let us pray and ask the Lord to bless them. Father in heaven, we tremble at your words, Lord. We look at your words and we think how sinful and corrupt we really are as a people. And we ask for your mercy, Lord. We ask for your grace because we cannot appeal to anything since we're in the wrong. We're in the sin. But we ask for your grace and mercy because of Jesus Christ who loved us and gave himself for us and died on the cross for our sins, who resurrected, Lord, from the dead and who's coming again to rule and reign. We ask that you'd protect us in this day and age of wickedness in leadership. Help us to become the leaders that will be pleasing to your sight. Strengthen us by your spirit and your power, that we may have courage to remain in truth and to be steadfast in truth instead of erring from truth. Protect us, Lord, your precious flock. Help us to be witnesses, a light in a dark world. Because of Jesus Christ, we ask these things in his name. Amen.